USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Democrats are defending terrorist Qasem Soleimani, the top Iranian general who was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq.
And when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
Attorney General Bill Barr is calling a December shooting at a Pensacola Naval Air Station an act of terrorism. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer who was part of a training mission at the base. Barr says the Saudis have cooperated fully in the investigation.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 83 points to finish at 28,907. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
The man accused of attacking people with a machete as they celebrated Hanukkah in Rockland County, New York, is pleading not guilty to federal hate crimes during a court appearance on Monday. Grafton Thomas is pleading not guilty to 5 counts of attempting to kill victims based on their religion and 5 counts of obstructing the free exercise of religious beliefs by attempting to kill with a weapon. A famous Mustang has sold for big bucks. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's the 1968 Mustang that was driven by actor Steve McQueen in the movie Bullet, believed to have been the best car chase ever filmed. Sean Kiernan putting it on the auction block in Florida Sunday. The car had sat in Kiernan's family garage for 40 years and then spent 2 years touring the world. The car sold at auction to an anonymous buyer for $3.4 million.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Tuesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be discussing the next steps on impeachment with House Democrats. The expectation is a vote to send impeachment articles and name impeachment managers sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Speaker of the House Pelosi is doing no favors for those Democrats running for president in 2020.
The Iowa caucus is on February 3rd. Bernie Sanders is in first place. And what this does is this benefits Joe Biden. This harms Senator Sanders, who is in first place and could become their nominee, because he will be stuck in a chair because Nancy Pelosi held the papers different than what she said to the American public why she had to move so urgently.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. As cleanup continues from the weekend ash plume from the Taal volcano, more ash fall and an early morning earthquake has Filipinos on edge. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
Mass evacuations from the area of the volcano, a popular tourist attraction, are underway. But over 150,000 in the southern Luzon province are grappling with a lack of power and drinkable water. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered government agencies to provide aid to the thousands of affected residents. But now a late-night 4.0 magnitude earthquake has people more on edge and fearing a predicted eruption and heavy lava flow on the volcano.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.